I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Kathleen, maybe just start with you. I mean, can you give us a sense of some things that opened up the door for spiritual conversations?
I think our own stories really are, they can't argue with that. And especially if we were not brought up in a Christian home or family, that they're all ears when we start telling our story. Of course, another good way is food. I mean, you can't argue with food. And especially if you include rice or some of their foods. You know, they, I know sometimes
which
Chinese
is, which
students,
is probably kind of a do and don't. I mean, find if you're going to have a meal, then find out what they can eat or what they don't, right?
It helps. Yeah. It helps. Yeah. I mean, I think I was surprised to learn that Chinese students really prefer Chinese food over American food. I shouldn't be surprised because, you know, McDonald's is everywhere and they're standing in line in different countries to go to McDonald's. But food is helpful. And my husband is a professor and he's a scientist. And they're always shocked that a scientist can be a Christian. So they're all ears when he tells their story. So that's helpful as well.
Another thing, whatever you do, you are Christians, and your everyday life is the greatest testimony to them, which is another reason why it's good to home host, because they're in your home. They're in your home for the weekend, and Sunday or whatever day you go to your church, that would be an ideal time. Many of them come and they think we go to church. It's a cultural thing. And even many think that America is a Christian nation. But through your relationship, you're talking with them, they look at how you relate to your family, and then taking them to a church, your church, or you could come with them to Stadium Village Church, which is a multicultural international church on the campus, and that would be a way of bridging a relationship between the students and us on the campus. We have a very intercultural international service. We're very sensitive about language in the service, explain everything, and so you would be able to come and introduce us to your relationships.
When we had Muslim refugees from Ethiopia living with us, we would garden together because they enjoyed gardening. And I remember one said to me, I see the difference between you Christians and you Americans and us. You love and you forgive.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.